Home. It is more than four walls and a roof. Home is a feeling. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and I believe that home is the most important place on the planet. Here, I dive into all things home, whether it's tips from my latest DIY project or interviews that examine what gives a house that something special. Join me as I get to the heart of the home. There is, of course, a lot to consider when you're becoming a homeowner. Do you want to buy new? Do you want to build? Or are you up for a renovation? We love all things projects, but when it came to buying our current home, the Stagg Reno, we went for a mid-century home renovation. In today's episode, John and I are sharing why we went for such a big project and why we thought an old home was just right for our family. The heart of the home continues in just a moment. Hi everyone, I'm jumping in for a minute to tell you about our newest Stagg Design launch, the Aspen Collection. This collection is elevated and grounded in earth tones and hand-painted patterns. Use the code HEARTOFTHEHOME for $10 off your next purchase. At Stagg Design, we believe home is what we make it. You can find us at stagdesignshop.com. That's Stagg with two G's. Okay, so when we looked at our home for the first time, you couldn't even see the house, right?
No. It was covered in trees.
Trees everywhere. But we did see that it had a three-car garage, which was encouraging because in our neighborhood, a lot of the older homes only had two-car garages. So we kind of thought, well, it's got a three-car garage. It's in the neighborhood we want to be in. Let's give it a go. What was the number one thing that was like, okay, we can do a big project rather than buying a new house?
Well, we were really open to both if we could find the right lot to build on. But, you know, I think we're pretty confident in our DIY abilities and our ability to manage contractors for things that we're not skilled at or willing to do. So, I think we just both thought it would be really fun to dive in and make a place our own. I would much rather buy a house that needs a lot of work than a house that needs a little bit of work, because you can shape it so much more when you're just gutting it and starting over rather than trying to take someone else's vision and tweak it for yourself.
Yeah. And it's much more painful to tear out ugly new cabinets than it is to tear out ugly old cabinets.
Totally.
Yeah. Right? Because there's no value really in ugly old cabinets. But if they just installed them and you're like, but it was just such a bad decision.
But they were so bad. Such bad decisions.
My dad would say, a cabinet's a cabinet.
Who cares?
It works. It's new. What does it matter? But that's not us. So, so I think that probably the biggest thing for our neighborhood, a house in our neighborhood, was the location, right? We were like, who cares if it's old? The location is prime.
Yeah. Our neighborhood is full of homes that were built in the 60s and 70s. So several of them many of them have been torn down and rebuilt. And some, like ours, have just been gutted and renovated. And then there are a lot that just haven't had anything done to them. So we struggled at first to know, should we just tear down completely and rebuild? Or can we work with the bones of the place? And with an architect's help, we were able to rework the floor plan and we checked the foundation and the sewer lines and all those things that would be really hard to change, and everything looked in pretty good shape. So we chose to do a gut and rebuild.
I also felt like with our house, there was so much good sort of buried in all the bad that it felt like it would have been a shame or a disservice, I guess, to the house to just tear it down and start over. You know, I really do believe that homes have souls. There's a feeling in a home, and I felt like this home had a really good soul to it. It just needed some TLC. It had been vacant for 8 years, and
it needed an extreme makeover. It
needed a lot of plastic surgery, right? But she's a beauty now. She's a beauty now. So I guess that kind of leads me into the other reason that I feel like this can be a deciding factor, whether or not you're like, okay, I want to build new, or I want to tear down, or I'm willing to work with an old house. So you can't build in oftentimes character unless it's a custom home and you're really paying attention to every detail. And if we
how do you define character?
like all of those details that are special and unique to the home, right? So our home has a really amazing original granite Art Deco fireplace. Right when you walk in, it's right in the front living room. And you don't see that in new homes. That would have been so expensive to build. It was old. It had character. It just spoke to me. So I was like, that is not leaving the house. Like, we have to find a way to work that into the design of the home. We can't change. So that would be an example of something that adds character, right? Another thing that I felt really, really strongly about when we were coming up with plans and when we were renovating is that, you know, those like homes that you go in and they've been renovated or remodeled and everything's nice, right? But nothing fits the period of the home. It's like a flipper has gone in and they've put like travertine tile all over.
Right.
Or they've put, you know, 2012 cabinets in a 1950 home. And you're just like, it just doesn't feel right. I feel really passionately that everything needs to fit within the period and the character of the home.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. And we try to personalize the home obviously for us, but then, so one example of something we did for this house was one of the many, many really overgrown trees that we cut out of the house when we moved in was a big pine tree right in the front. It was actually blocking the view out of the window completely. So we took that down, but we were able to take the wood from that tree and make a coffee table out of it. Really cool. Is it live edge? Is that the term?
Live Jen? Edge. Good job.
Live edge wooden coffee table. It's really cool. And not only is it cool, but it ties back the home back to its history where the tree came from the front yard, and we can tell that story and we know that there's that history there. So those kind of touches help to bring some history back into the home.
Mm-hmm. The homeowners also had an estate sale. Mm-hmm. So the home, give a little history about the home. It was built in 1970. It had the same owners, and then those owners passed away like 30 years later. And the children, the adult children, couldn't agree on what to do with the estate. So that's why the house stayed vacant for 8 years with all of their parents' stuff in the house.
Like closets full of their clothes still
like
8 years later.
Pantry full of like Raisin Bran. It was so bizarre.
Yeah.
So we had to then, they came in and did a huge estate sale and cleaned everything out. So luckily we didn't have to deal with all of that. But there were some really cool pieces because the owners bought the house in 1970. There were some pieces that were from 1970 that fit with where we were going, the direction that we were going in the house.
Furniture and light fixtures. Uh-huh. And
there were some granite bookends that were super cool that we decided to keep. A milk glass cake stand that was so heavy and so high quality that I ended up. So anyway, I ended up going through the estate sale. They gave me sort of first dibs. And I went through and bought a few of the things, and they're still in the house today.
Yeah.
It just kind of goes back to that, like, honor what the house is, right? If it's modern and fresh and new, then honor that and find a way to give it character in other ways. But if it's an old house and it has really good bones, then honor what it is and make it what it's supposed to be. That's really what I felt like our job was with this house, was to turn it into the mid-century gem of a house that it always wanted to be. It had some squirrels living in the attic that really wanted to live here. It needed some love. It had, you know, some dark lighting.
But our take on that might be different than other people's take on that. We wouldn't paint old cabinets just so we can keep the old cabinets. We gutted the kitchen and completely replaced it to make it much more functional, much more modern. So I wouldn't say we're super nostalgic.
I'm more nostalgic.
Jen is definitely more nostalgic. I love throwing things away. But so we still completely gutted and modernized this house. But we tried to reintroduce as much of the history as we could in the right ways.
That is a very good synopsis. Nice job.
Thank you.
Okay, so that is why we decided to go old rather than tear down and build new. But I don't know. We may build one day.
Yeah, well, I'd love to build. That'd be fun.
I'm not dropping any hints. We don't have any plans to move right now, but we just love a good project.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're always ready to dive into a new home project. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and you've been listening to The Heart of the Home. I hope you'll subscribe, review, and rate this podcast, and tune in next episode for more Heart of the Home. Thank you so much for listening.